It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Jennifer Cabezas, who's the mother of two autistic boys. How are you
doing? Hi, Steve. Thanks.
Nice to have you with us again. We've done this, what, now? Is this our fourth year?
I think more than that.
Is it more than that?
It's been a long time, but thanks for having me back every year.
Well, it's nice to have you back. We're going to talk about Autism Day, which is tomorrow, April 2nd, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But Jennifer's got some really, really good news. She was a big advocate of House Bill 1519, which passed in the House, passed in the Senate, and now goes to the governor for his signature. This is kind of like a medical marijuana bill for those who have autism, but I'll have you explain it a little more about what the passage of this bill means.
Yeah, okay, so that House Bill 1519 was sponsored by my friend Alexa Ortz Johnson. She's lives in West Fargo, and her representative helped her get it going, and what it does is it adds some qualifying conditions to our current medical marijuana program so that if your doctor, you know, feels that you would meet those conditions and that you would benefit from a medical marijuana program, that you could get that resource to treat your condition. And of those conditions that were in part of the sponsored bill, autism was the one where, of course, I was more interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of what ended up being about 13 conditions. And as it went through the process of going through the chamber committees and the actual whole House and Senate, it has now gotten down to where there's less conditions, but autism is still in there. So it's now four additional conditions where it started out as 13 additional conditions. And thankfully, autism made it the whole way through.
Well, I know in 2016, we were talking about this, and ironically, a few months later, in November of 2016, the state of North Dakota voted in favor of medical marijuana, which, of course, there was a lot of talk that it would help those who have autism. And so now, what's it like to have it come to reality for you? What's that feeling like?
Well, it feels really exciting to have that resource on the table because, like myself and other families, we've tried a lot of avenues that are presently in our reach, you know, doctors prescribing medications or treatments, and sometimes those things don't fit the criteria of what is actually helping your child. And more importantly, a lot of pharmaceutical avenues have a lot of really unfortunate side effects that you could have that are almost as big of a concern as what you're taking that medicine for. And so this one will give us maybe another tool that we can use. I like to see it as like another light that was being turned on in the tunnel, you know, for us. And it's going to vastly improve a lot of people that I know's life. And I'm hoping that, you know, it could do the same for us.
And you gave an emotional testimony, too, on March 5th at the state capitol. Was that kind of nerve-wracking?
It was. You talk yourself out of that emotional thing, but when you get up there and you're kind of like your heart's on the table, it is pretty scary and vulnerable in a big way. And, you know, I had submitted a packet to the House, and then I had submitted my packet to the Senate with my testimony and pictures of our family and pictures of what, you know, our life looks like in the harsh realities. And just getting up there and talking to people was a whole new experience. But I felt like I was received well, and I felt like maybe my testimony had a big impact on them, because I think that they were largely opposed to adding so many conditions, and there is so much unknown about autism in general that I was glad that I was able to go.
Well, I think we'll switch gears there. You said there's so much unknown about autism, and that's where Autism Day tomorrow, April 2nd, comes in. It's autism awareness. What do you and so many others, parents who have children who have autism, what do you hope to accomplish and focus on?
So World Autism Awareness Day was kind of brought forward by the World Health Organization, and the whole focus is to increase awareness and acceptance of the condition of autism, which is so vast. You know, it's called autism spectrum disorder. It's a huge spectrum. There are kids that talk and are just socially awkward that you would never guess have autism. And then there are children that are totally nonverbal with behavior issues that have autism. So you never know if you met one person, like you've truly met one person. The conditions vary so much, but they kind of all glue together with a social awkwardness, neurological situation.
Like you said, there's quite a range in that spectrum. Now, your boys don't have the speaking skills, or at least one of them doesn't, but one has a few speaking skills, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And they used to have those skills, and then they regressed out of them. And that is common for some children on the spectrum.
What age were they when they had those skills before they regressed?
The typical age, like between birth, you know, and then you learn all these things and you learn to speak, and then they lost theirs when they were between 1.5 and 2 years old.
Okay. Well, obviously this is something near and dear to you, and you've been a big advocate for this since the beginning when you've had your boys. So
yep.
Yeah, and you've learned and grown as a human being since then, too.
Oh, huge. I would have been maybe that person in the grocery store that saw a child misbehaving that thought that kid's a brat. Mm-hmm. But now I have so much more heart towards those people because I don't know what's going on in that family, and I just wish that everybody had that outlook, because truly we don't know what battle another person's fighting. And so if we could all be a little kinder, that would make a huge difference.
Well, it's a great way to end the show. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
There's Jennifer Cabezas, our guest on our Voice of the Valley.